Pedi wangu ndo the real warrior. Real warrior, real warrior, real warrior. Ana ninyangisha.
What up, man? Yeah. Ahero pongo nyasore togi maleche. Nyako motingo gode ema migaleche. Tumia BBW okahero ngede. Tukaka puko koyo dano manyongede. Achari mone kakiluanga katinde. Nyako kasero to nyaka miagire. Nyaribe noko nano duaga nagide. Ja pesa oko wara ano kangwone. Wadada madwa form ane gifesa. Nyinga janode kongo ngenyo wani gicheda. Kawono onge nindo wani gijaba. Wachimo boche utifuyo wani giganja. Wani giganja.
Baby girl uko form.
Iyo ni harari, iyo ni harari kweli. Sisi tunaumia wachezaji, sisi mashabiki ndo tunaumia. Lakini si wachezaji.
Lakini sababu ya nyewe
ni ujuma, ni ujuma, ni ujuma. Staki, staki. Namu niache, ni ujuma.
Labda kwa nini amkushinda magoli refa ya
Katara? Ah, kwa sababu huwa shajua. Wewe kila saa tukishafika pale karibu na langoni, refa ananyosha kibendera. Tukishafika karibu na langoni, lazima ananyosha kibendera. Wewe ni ungwana, wewe ni harari. Ni harari tu. Sisi tunaumia mashabiki na si wachezaji. Wanafikiria nikienda nyumbani.
Lakini sasa ninaona tunaenda kukua watu plalifake.
Yeah, so anyway, that's been all about the politics and shit.
And yeah. Now it's
next time.
Foundation.
Finally. Wala nilikuwa naona hiyo game tu nikitremble hivi because I thought that nigga was even gonna miss. Actually hiyo kitu inaonyesha yeye nimekuwa nikiandarate Martinelli.
Martinelli is good.
9 out of 10 times Rashford anga miss kitu hiyo.
On his left.
I'm trying to find people in my team. Anthony could have missed it. Like niggas in my team could have scored shit like that. I guess they have, of course. So, Mazee, Martinelli, shout out to you, nigga.
Big
but like,
chance.
But like, yeah. I'm always even to Christian Eriksen na akona chuma kwa roho. Alafu mnataka kupewa bao. Bro, I saw some Arsenal nigga complaining about VAR, bro. I was like, nigga.
That was not a foul. What do you say about football every time in the tough? It is a what?
That was not a foul.
No, what do you say about football?
Contact sport.
It's a what?
Contact sport.
Say it again.
Contact sport.
Say thank you.
Contact sport.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The contact was so minimal, Prince.
Exactly.
Let me explain it to you.
That wasn't a foul.
Nani win your ball after Odegaard alifoul mse. See Odegaard.
Akum foul, Prince.
Zizi. Mse alikuwa na adi alikuwa na.
Odegaard was just strong.
Mse alikuwa na cover adi ball, bro.
Akum cover ball. He wasn't in control. He wasn't in control of the situation. He wasn't in control of the situation, Prince.
He was in control.
Prince, how many times do you do that?
Erickson had the ball in front of him.
How many times do you win?
That nigga didn't make fucking contact to the ball. Aliangusha Erickson wakapata ball wakapiga shot. Shut the fuck up. Tulisha wapiga 3-1. Move on.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the result. The result.
You know these things, Bana. I think the reason that thing was ruled out was because of the VAR has been horrible. In the last few weeks.
They were so horrible.
And they're becoming worse because of the pressure.
Well, VR is just getting worse. Right?
You saw there in the beginning.
That game for Chelsea.
Which one?
That one for Chelsea.
No, leave the Kukurela's hair thing. We're still hurting about that, man.
We should have had 3 points against Tottenham.
Now you see that pressure.
Okay, Tottenham's game. I accept that.
You didn't deserve for West Ham. Everyone, even you didn't deserve for West Ham.
Let's agree that.
Yeah. Pia ni mbiwa. Anyway, while I'm looking at that game, I still don't trust those niggas, but I've just fallen in love with them again. Arsenal played well, walai. Like there's a definite improvement.
Yeah,
but they're still I don't think they're gonna make top four. Like this is gonna sound wild.
Let me tell you, top four shouldn't be a question for Arsenal.
Well, like, this is gonna sound wild, but Arsenal are gonna make top four.
Why do you think
Arsenal or Liverpool?
What I've witnessed is this is like a better Arsenal, but still the same Arsenal from the one I've been seeing the past two seasons.
I don't think
okay. They Arsenal, the difference before. Between listen, the difference between the Arsenal of right now and the Arsenal of before, the defense looks a lot better. A lot. I'm being honest.
Yeah, that's
the defense true. Is a lot better, bro. That's that defense true, can cause a whole game. They can stay through a whole game. They don't consider.
And they can funga also.
Yeah, and they can. And the next one is so far they've been dependable in front of goal. And you know, and they have a midfield that is somehow no, managing.
But let's be honest.
The
let's be honest.
They have Jesus, man. They have Jesus.
Let me.
So for the Manchester game, I can say one of the reason why those through balls are going that way was because we didn't have a defensive presence in the midfield.
We wanted that child rapist.
don't become
that's sex offender. Sex offender.
Allegations.
No, but
let them be proved, Kwanza. Those are big allegations. Albert, imagine.
Prince, you can't deny.
I don't be like that.
No, it's okay. No, we don't excuse sex offender. You know how much I love Greenwood, and I still have forgiven him to this day.
Okay, Prince.
You can't be playing sex offenders.
Talk about his football ability here.
So you're gonna forget that he's a sex offender. We're not gonna talk about a sex offender.
Albert.
Albert. No sex offenders in this podcast. Albert. Fuck you, Thomas Patch.
Siski, imagine mtu akuja aseme ati umekuwa kukatia msichana wa 8 years. Hizo ni big allegations. Hizo ni very huge allegations. Wacha ziproviwe kwanza.
Na kama zijaproviwa, hamtaongea vitu. You don't talk anything about me.
Umefanya nini sahi?
Okay, we'll leave it.
Umefanya nini sahi?
Si nimesema ni sex offender.
Imeprove you up.
Yeah.
You have proof.
Sasa kama any sex offender, he doesn't talk here, bro.
Do you have proof?
I don't need fucking proof. Angalia. I don't fucking proof, bro. But, okay, I'm going to give the show the benefit of the doubt.
Listen, Prince. Let's go back to football. Mm-hmm. You can't deny Thomas Partey will makes us so much better. Because he's a borderline elite player.
For the first time.
Borderline. Borderline. No, he's a borderline. Akwapo tu. He's up there. He's...
But come.
Yeah.
Ebu, tell me your forecast for Arsenal this season. Where do you see, where as things are going? Where do you speaking, see? Yeah. What do you see happening
sincerely.
For your team, Arsenal?
I'm taking no as hopes. In, just
sincerely. Let me tell you the games. I believe we're gonna lose. I think you're gonna lose Liverpool both games because you have been doing that. I personally think we're gonna lose Liverpool just because Liverpool will counter attack us. If we come here with those. With that, our tiki-taka, tight halves, football, progress, junini, process, tutapigwa na Liverpool. Tutapigwa na shit na Liverpool. Then, there's Man City. Man City, maybe.
Sure points.
So that's only three losses, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then there's Man City. Man City, I think we'll lose at home to them.
Uh-huh.
And away.
At home. No, I don't think at away we'll lose to them. Because I think right now, we can match Man City.
Your stars are the rejects, bro.
But they're really good. They're really good. As in, I believe Man City is a very good team because I've seen what their squad players can do to a very average team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question.
They become very, very good.
Zinchenko is sexy.
Yeah.
Zinchenko, not even sexy, no. Zinchenko improves our gameplay by far.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even make sense. As in, I believed in Tierney, uh-huh. But it's not it. Zinchenko makes us so better. Zinchenko on the ball is far much better than Tierney.
Wow.
Zinchenko has so much in his game. Uh-huh. He can come inside into the midfield. Zinchenko can be a fullback. Zinchenko can be a midfielder. Oh my God.
Passing.
I don't even know. Okay. He's so good at passing.
I just have one question.
So, come.
The IQ of Zinchenko is way above Matiani.
Top four out of question. It's not even about finishing top four.
No, top four, I believe you can make top four.
So, it's whether you're challenging for the title.
No, I don't think you're challenging for the title this year.
But top four, that's a guaranteed thing.
I don't feel top four is easy for you, because I'm trying to compare.
Because
I believe you're better than Manu. And I believe... So, listen, I believe you're better than Manu.
It's Nyongo and whiskey.
And I believe... Only can challenge us. Tottenham. Yeah.
Tottenham.
Because they have Harry Kane and Son.
But you're counting Chelsea in the top four.
No way.
Oh. What do you mean no way? Chelsea. What do you mean no way?
We don't even have a coach.
Nah, that's just disrespectful as fuck.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing it hard for you for top four.
Why?
Because I don't think you're better than Liverpool.
I've already said Liverpool is number two. Number one and
you're
two
not
is
better
City.
Than City.
I've said... It's between me.
Top four corner for teams. I feel
Tottenham and Manu.
I feel like last season, in terms of quality,
you are by far better than you. You are like, by, in terms of quality, we were even better than
but
you.
But not this season. Not this
like
season.
On, no, paper.
Yeah, on paper. Paper. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, but not this season.
And
this
for
season.
Some reason, our team, our players were just us. Unaona the Rashford
think,
right now.
I think it's about the coaching.
I think the coaching was trash.
Purely around the coaching.
Like,
yeah.
There's just something. It's even just Maguire. Maguire was wasn't that bad.
It was coaching. You it was get, coaching. It was you coaching. Get. Don't coaching. I trust coaching is the most important part.
I feel like we were better than you last season. And we are still better than you last season. Even on paper. We can go player for player.
Yeah, yeah, play for player.
We can go player for player.
I don't think you have better wide players than us.
Oh, so
Manchester.
Okay. Anthony and Sancho.
Come on.
Anthony and Sancho.
They're not better than Saka and Martinelli.
Oh my goodness.
You see, nah, man. Now you're just being delusional.
You're being so fucking delusional.
How are they better than Saka and Martinelli? How young?
How is Anthony and Sancho not better than Saka and Martinelli?
How not?
Did you watch the game? Did you watch the national game? What did Arsenal do about Moses when they go?
Bro, stop.
Listen, leave it.
He did nothing. He can't play the Premier League. He can't.
So listen, Kwame. Me, I'm being honest. Quality wise, bro. Me, I'm taking Anthony Sancho.
Why over Martinelli? Why? Based on what? Based on what?
Performance.
I test.
Like, bro, see,
they proved it.
They're just better, bro.
Have you been watching Arsenal's games?
We
watch Martinelli.
Like, bro, ukisikia tu jina. Hakuna mtu anaweza lipa 100 million for Saka. Hakuna.
Hakuna mtu anaweza lipa 100 million for Saka.
Sancho has 4 goals in the last
30-something
games. 5-5-5.
Nah, man.
He's still Sancho. 5 goals in the last 30-something games. You know how many goals Saka has in the last 30-something games?
You can't judge from that. You can't judge.
Why?
You cannot,
they're playing the same thing. I watched Sancho. I tested Sancho. Sancho can't dribble for fuck's sake in the Premier League. He can't. He doesn't work.
Let's see how much
he doesn't work in the Premier League. I work, Prince.
Okay, guys.
No, to watch Sancho. No, to watch Sancho game Arsenal.
Calm down.
Watch.
He was bad in the Arsenal game.
No. Every fucking game.
Albert. So Martinelli is better than Sancho.
He's better than Sancho.
According to you, Sindio. You are sure of that?
Sancho is Saka's sub at England.
Oh my God.
That's a fact.
The disrespect
Saka,
is...
Saka is Sancho's...
Zime, I think Kwame has a point, but what he's not getting is...
No, man.
It's like, I think Kwame has a point to a lie.
Martinelli is better than Sancho.
Listen.
This season.
No. Okay, Martinelli is not better than Sancho.
Uh-huh.
Why is not better than Sancho? Why?
Man, it's just...
Kwame, listen.
Cannot tell me why.
I can tell you why. Sancho has performed.
Sancho
has been... I'm proving
that Martinelli this season.
Manchester United was
Listen. Sancho was us. Ronaldo and his 18 goals was us.
The entire United team was us.
Yeah. I know. Ronaldo's 18 goals.
I don't want to say Bruno was us. Bruno was saying a shika as well. Like,
Bruno is really good.
Bruno is like the player you want him to play for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love Bruno to come to Arsenal.
But you hate Bruno so much.
I don't hate him. I would love.
But Bruno is
so hateable. Why would Bruno come to Arsenal?
No, he's not hateable.
Bruno is very hateable. Well, like me sometimes
his threat is hateable. His threat is
hateable. Sometimes
he dives, he's stupid,
he does a lot of
but when because he tries so much.
Yeah, when he's doing that shit for your team,
he tries so much. Sometimes he's just
something.
He's just stupid. That's the problem with him.
Jadon Sancho. At his prime, at his peak,
Bana.
Has performed levels.
Sancho is just
why
levels above.
Sancho, why bro, are you saying that? Bro, Sancho was doing 20 assists in Bundesliga,
in which league?
Back to back season. Don't tell me in which league, bro, and Lewandowski still top scorer, bro. Don't tell me that shit for Farmers League.
Because he's a very good player.
So Sancho is not a good player. Bundesliga, but when Sancho does it, Sancho is not a good player. Shut the fuck up, I'm not gonna listen to you.
Martinelli will never be on the same level.
Sancho and Martinelli can't be a good
player. Sancho is world class.
Sancho is world class. Sancho is
just amazing.
It's not even that one close. It's not even close.
Sancho is just.
Why?
Come on.
The football, my guys.
Why?
Why is Sancho a good player?
Why is Sancho world class? Why?
He's proven it.
How is he proven it?
20 assists every season.
Bravo.
How many seasons?
Bravo. Two seasons in a row.
Two seasons are in which league?
Bundesliga.
See, I'm telling you, don't bring that. See, check it. Bruno Litoka Ligan. You know the rating of Liganos in the leagues for the entire world. You know, there's Premier League, you know? La Liga,
mm-hmm.
Serie A.
Then what did Bruno do? Huh? What did Bruno do?
Took over the league.
Thank you.
Literally.
Sancho hasn't done that. That is Man United. Bruno brought his game to the Premier League.
Ronaldo scored 55 goals for Real. He didn't do it last season.
Ronaldo is old. Ronaldo is not old. Bruno is still in his prime. Ronaldo is in his prime.
Kwame, Sancho needs time.
Bruno didn't even do his numbers.
Okay. Okay. No. No. But he still brought his game to the Premier League.
No.
Sancho brought his game to the Premier League. It didn't work.
Okay, but Kwame, see, it's working right now, bro. And the new manager.
He has two goals.
It's working.
It's a big improvement.
I want Sancho against my Arsenal.
It was only against...
There's no attack.
You didn't see Sancho against Liverpool.
There is no attack.
You didn't see Sancho against Liverpool.
Bro,
you didn't see Sancho against
Liverpool.
That
goal was all Rashford, you know it.
Man.
No, I'm saying against...
Rashford didn't even touch the ball. It was Eriksen.
No, Sancho goal.
The Sancho goal was Eriksen.
Who assisted him?
Sielanga.
No.
Malasia.
It was Rashford.
Would Martinelli do that?
About the second goal of Sancho.
Which second goal? He scored one.
No, he has two goals this season.
I'm saying the Liverpool goal.
He rounded the keeper.
Yeah, that one rounded the keeper. It was Rashford who assisted him.
See, I'm trying to tell you, I was talking about Liverpool.
Oh, the Liverpool one.
No, the Liverpool game.
Would Martinelli have the composure to do that?
Bro, you saw what Martinelli did in front of him.
Also, Martinelli is not that a bad player.
He is good.
He's a good player. He's a good player, but Arsenal fans
are not better than Sancho.
Why is he not better than Sancho?
Because he's not.
Okay, come
on. Let me answer.
Martinelli or Saka?
Yeah, Martinelli, Gabriel.
Sancho
is better than Martinelli.
Sancho. One is a better dribbler.
I don't believe that, Yano.
He's a better playmaker.
I don't believe Yano.
He has more ability to assist and create goals.
How many dribbles, Yano, did Sancho complete last season? Into Sancho.
Bro, are you talking like people can't have bad seasons?
You're judging on one game, bro. Just eye test, Yano. I saw Sancho playing. He didn't complete a dribble against my team.
The dribble that brought the first goal, bro. Bruno was fouled. Sancho dribbled the ball. Gave it to Rashford. Rashford gave it to Antony. Kill him to an hour.
Bruno is not who assisted.
Oh my goodness. Man,
but Kwame.
Bruno can't be sleeping all the time.
Oh my goodness.
Against Manchester United.
Bruno liangushwa.
Saka had one dribble.
Utaoni ball. Shidaki. Utaoni angimpina.
Wacha niongee point yangu. The only place where
Sancho is better than Saka. Now in the same league, Sancho has completed more dribbles than Saka. How is he?
Like summarize my take on Martinelli versus Sancho. The only thing that Martinelli can do that Sancho can't is threat in the air, bro, and speed. That's the only thing that he has above. But everything else, goal.
But Martinelli's
another Jikritia, goal creating chances.
What is the Jikritia shot? What is the Jikritia shot?
Excellently, Sancho. But I think Sancho is better.
I don't think Sancho is better creating chances for others to score. I've seen Martinelli scoring goals with his left foot better than his right foot. He's not even close.
Okay, true. But now you see Sancho can do the same, bro, but not outside
with
the box.
Left foot.
Sancho can score.
How many goals have he scored with the left foot in the Premier League?
I don't know.
Bro. Thank you.
United was shitting the Premier League.
You don't know. You can be shitting the Premier League, but you as a player, you can be good. But Sancho wasn't good.
Kwame, see, but that's what I'm saying. Give Sancho time, bro. Sancho, you know, as class.
Did you see Rashford last season? He had 5 goals.
Yeah. No, but Rashford has done it in the Premier League. Yes, he has been doing it in the Premier League.
Let me give you an example.
So when Bruno did you want Sancho? Had 70 GA.
Because you're saying he's good. If he's good, he's supposed to be good.
See, Rashford is also good and he had a bad season. Huh? Everyone was having a bad season for him.
So you think Sancho will have a good season this season?
Yeah, he was already having a good season.
Kwame, let me give you an example.
He's already having a better season than Saka.
How?
He has more GA.
How?
He has more GA.
How?
He's playing better.
He's playing better.
Saka this season hasn't been that good.
How? We are no.
See, even you've seen.
He has more GA. Saka's first open play goal, I don't know in how many months.
Was that tapping for Manu?
It was not a tapping. It was a good goal though. But that was his first open play goal. I don't know in how many months.
But Saka has 2 assists this season.
Sancho has 2 also.
2 assists.
Sancho has 2
but
goals.
Kwame.
You guys have scored 5 goals.
Sancho has 2.
Kwame, here's my point. Example of Ozil, bro. Ozil came to Arsenal, bro. Was he good the first season?
Yeah, he was really good. The first 5 games.
I remember.
Ozil. The first 5 games of Ozil.
The first season of Ozil.
Yano.
It was disappointing.
Oh my God, Yano.
If you remember well. Do you remember Odera?
No, I'm saying the first 5 games of Ozil.
Nivek, do you remember?
Okay, wait.
Yano, Ozil.
Okay, Ozil, I remember. Let me finish.
Ozil was only good when he was brought to Arsenal the first 3 seasons.
Ozil, listen, Kwame. Me, I remember very well. Yeah,
you know, I was a banger, though.
He was really good, yeah.
Listen, let me just finish my point. Let me just finish my point.
Because I didn't even care about Real Madrid.
I remember. See, listen,
Ozil was the prime Ozil.
I remember. Me was a diehard Real Madrid fan at the time.
I didn't care about that.
So, listen, when Ozil chucked, I was really angry because you know Ozil had class. Ozil came the first season in Arsenal. A nigga is not firing. He's not creating a lot of chances. The games are bad, but everybody could see this guy. Listen. This guy, everybody could see.
I know.
Everybody could see. Let me finish.
I know.
Let me finish first.
Odegaard has had a great season.
Let me finish.
He has the same numbers as Ozil.
Listen. Kwame. Listen, Kwame. Let me finish first. See, let me finish. You're not letting me finish.
But I was saying, Ozil, is wrong.
Let me finish.
Let me talk.
Let me finish.
Ozil started badly the first season. After that, he banged. And then he finished a season with 19 assists, assisting the likes of Giroud and the other guys who?
Giroud's like
he
finished with 19 assists. Almost reaching Thierry
Henry.
Give Sancho time.
At Arsenal, he was not.
Giroud has never stopped scoring goals and beautiful
but
goals in his
Arsenal,
life.
At Arsenal, he wasn't as good as he is.
He has never stopped being a good player. Giroud is the closest thing to Messi.
Giroud became a good player after he left Arsenal.
Giroud is my favorite striker ever. Arsenal fans hated Giroud. That's why he left.
Arsenal fans
he went to a better team. He didn't leave. He
yeah,
like,
Chelsea.
He
yeah,
went to a better
true.
Team.
He went to a better
bro,
team.
Bro, Giroud was like 99 goals in Arsenal or something.
No, 80 something.
Bro, Giroud is like the.
Fabinho has more.
Giroud is like. Who he thinks he is. He's the Giroud, Zlatan.
You get such a Giroud fan.
Well, Giroud is good.
Bro, Giroud.
The
Liga
is good. He's a good striker.
Bro, I love Giroud when he was playing at Arsenal and I fucking hate Arsenal with all my life. And I still had time to love Giroud.
But Arsenal fans hated him.
No.
Giroud is a good player.
And he scored with that banger.
Like Giroud, when he's like a ball across and he just knows this nigga is going to score. He's going to score.
Giroud was good,
you can put a cross in and you know when Giroud is going to score. Like Giroud is going to make contact with the ball. And he's gonna do something you don't expect. Not very many strikers do like that.
So like that goal is scored again there. That left footed strike.
Okay, so updates.
Okay,
Kwame was right.
So, okay, no, me have said Sancho is better, but anyways.
Kwame was right in that. Saka has more dribbles and Saka has more.
By how many? Per game.
2 per game.
And per game. Sancho,
yeah, 2 dribbles per game. Imagine that.
That's good. Well, like,
Sancho, it's 1.2 per game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, he's not close.
Sancho's that bad last season.
Did you watch Saka against Malaysia? Everyone is saying Malaysia is a very.
See, I'm just trying to say.
He's a very good player.
But
Saka, he didn't have anything against
Saka.
He didn't have a question. He didn't have an answer against Saka. He didn't have a question.
Saka is not better than Sancho.
He's not better than Sancho.
A better dribbler.
Come on.
For the fact that Saka plays ahead of
Saka as a football player.
Okay. Angalia. Can
Saka as a football player?
That's your opinion. That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Can he do it?
Facts. But can he do it?
Let me tell you something.
Let me have facts about it.
Me, any day, I like Saka so much.
Saka is I like he's him. Amazing.
If I was a coach, guy. I'd play him ahead of Sancho.
Yeah, true.
But to be honest, Saka is no better
but than Sancho. But Sancho doesn't favor Sancho over Saka. Truth. It doesn't. In the Premier League, it truth. Doesn't.
What Sancho listen has been, to this. And what Saka has been.
Sancho will be
Sancho
a first 11.
Sancho has been bigger footballer Sancho than Sancho.
He will yes. be he has a first 11 in England.
But now, he's not a better player than Saka.
No, he has shown.
Ronaldo is one of the biggest footballers in the world, but he's not even a top 10 player in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. That's the same thing with Sancho.
But come here, judging on form, bro.
You're judging on form.
Eh?
Not quality.
Yeah,
on form. But I can also say Sancho's 2 years at Borussia Dortmund, maybe it was form.
In the list, maybe
it was form, Yano.
Sancho
maybe it was
class,
form.
Bro.
What is the class?
In the list
because
of,
maybe it was form.
Let me ask you a question.
Everyone in the Bundesliga becomes better.
Let me ask you a question.
Everyone
numbers in the Bundesliga becomes inflated.
Even Smith Rowe at the Bundesliga.
Listen, look at Haaland right now, bro. Look at Haaland.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example for this number.
What's
an Origi?
Origi is in Serie A.
Origi is in AC Milan. Let me give. He has 0 GF for us. Fuck that nigga.
He doesn't play though.
He plays.
Giroud has more time.
See, I'm angry. Younger and Diketelera. We now have games. I'm in fan of Milan. Can't fuck with that. And let me give you another a numbers example to show you how the shit is wrong. When Mount played a Divisie, alikuwa na 30 GF.
Eh? Nani? Mason Mount?
Imagine at Vitesse.
At Vitesse.
Imagine that shit.
Mount is really good. A very good player.
Ah, yeah. Anthony's best season
is 8 and 4, I know.
Anthony's best season had 12 GA.
I know, 8 and 4.
So as footballers, you're picking Mount over Anthony.
Are you? That's opinion.
No. It's
what's your opinion, Kom?
What's your opinion?
That's opinion. That's why people pick Messi over Ronaldo.
Nah. What's your opinion?
People picking Messi over Ronaldo is madness.
I know it's madness. People still do it. It's all opinion.
Okay, people
yeah,
will
but
pick
this is not a,
me how I view football is even without I
how do you
me,
how you
for
view
for me.
Okay, let me
for me, listen. As a footballer.
Yeah.
As a footballer.
As a footballer.
As a footballer.
Not me. Yeah, you as a footballer.
Not me. Anthony and Mount as footballers.
Uh-huh.
I believe Anthony's skill set
is much better than
Mount's.
But
effectiveness might be different.
Okay.
Mount is more effective than
Mount is a better player.
No, he's not a better player. He's not a better footballer. He doesn't have more skill than Anthony. Anthony can pass the ball.
How does
Anthony
skills
can
determine? Okay.
Anthony's
skills
so good.
Determine this.
Do you know Anthony?
Do you know Hatem Ben Arfa? You know him. You know the guy.
Huh?
You know Hatem Ben Arfa?
Yeah, I know Hatem Ben Arfa.
Tell me skills better than him.
Smith.
Hatem Ben Arfa.
Dembele,
nigga. Yeah, but
that's
you see. You see, that nigga was good. That nigga was really good.
Ben Arfa is better than Ziyech in terms of skill. Bro, I watch football.
Come on, Ben Arfa is better than
Ziyech. I watch football.
Ben Arfa is better than Ziyech in terms of skill.
Ben Arfa is not better than Lewandowski with his legs.
He's better than
Ziyech
in terms of skill.
What do you mean?
Better.
You know the different terms of skill.
He's better. He's better. Ben Arfa is better.
Ben
Arfa is not better than Ziyech.
As a Chelsea fan, Ben Arfa is better than Ziyech at skills. That's a fact.
You being a Chelsea fan doesn't make you right.
It's a fact.
How is Ben Arfa not better?
Ben Arfa very good footballer. Very good with his legs. Movement fantastic. Finishing fantastic.
That's what dribbling is.
But I don't think passing and shooting is not the same level.
That in dribbling or is it?
Because Ziyech is a very good dribbler.
Okay, is that?
I'm sure Hakim Ziyech is
okay,
better
dribbling.
Than Ben Arfa.
Yeah,
but dribbling is not his own skill.
Ben Arfa is better.
Shooting is also a skill.
But we are talking about
passing
dribbling.
Is also a skill.
We are talking about dribbling here.
Okay, he's a better dribbler than.
We're not talking about dribbling. So you think niggas are gonna pick Ben Arfa over Ziyech?
That's it?
But right now, no. Nobody's going to do
it
that.
It can't happen, of course.
Okay, but right now it's a different case.
So you have Anthony and you have Mount. Who are you taking? Simple question.
Who are you taking?
That's just depend on how you play.
No, question.
Who
are you taking?
For me.
Yeah, in your team.
For me, in terms of my opinion.
I want to see how you see football, yeah.
Yeah, I believe Anthony has much more skill.
The question is, who are you taking?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Anthony over Mount.
Who are you taking?
The way I...
No, who are you taking?
Who now go
this
around the corner?
Kuna Anthony na Mount.
Anthony
na
Mount just answer the fucking shit.
Fuck. Who are you taking?
Biased.
Just say it.
Who are you taking?
For me, I'm ready to say. Me, I'm taking Mount.
Who are you taking, Anthony over Mount?
Why are you taking Mount?
How does that even make sense?
Mount like has a higher potential to influence the game than Anthony.
Mount
Anthony
has
more effective.
The nigga got everything.
He's more effective, so like, but Anthony is a better footballer.
But Anthony is a better footballer.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, you're taking Mount because you're a Chelsea fan.
I love Anthony a lot.
I don't love Anthony.
Then
the lie. I don't love Anthony.
No. The nigga, he's really good. You know, he has flamboyance.
He's also not really good.
He has flamboyance.
There's no flamboyance. Don't have. And no one moves.
Anthony like is Roro. Really good. Nah, he knows how to play ball. Not Ronaldo vibes. Anthony is really, really, really
hey, bro,
good
up your best.
With the ball. You get?
No, he's not good with the ball. He's good when there's runners.
Man, if there Anthony runners is the good.
Team, Anthony can...
Exactly. Okay. Hey, come kumbu unafanyanga research. That is very true.
Do you think Saliba will take the ball off Anthony?
Saliba is really good. Don't even try that. Don't ever do that. Apologize.
That cannot happen.
You'll never be invited.
Anthony is so sleek.
My boy, you're kind of...
No. Anthony is
Saliba
so
is the best CB in the Premier League right now.
Man. Oh my goodness.
Come on, bro. And see agenda come is Bila warning. Bila warning.
But Van Dijk is still
What have I always told you about Van Dijk?
Defensive.
No, he's still good.
No, Van Dijk was just supposed to look sexy defending one line. I swear to God. And I told you this thing when he was in South
Africa. And you know that's what I like.
You know
that's how I played.
Van Dijk is a good defender. No lie. He's a very good defender. There were claims in this world that we are living in right now. At some point, for some 2 good years, that Van Dijk is the best defender that ever lived.
No, okay.
Ever ni wongo.
Ata mimi, nilikuwa nisha ingia kwa yo bandwagon.
Ata mimi, ya nilikuwa kwa yo bandwagon.
Ata mimi, ya nisha ingia kwa yo bandwagon.
Ever.
Saju Maldini alisema.
Yano.
And let me tell you right now, Van Dijk is not even nearing top 20.
No, that's a fact.
Okay, maybe. 20 people off my head without reading anywhere.
Do it.
Off my head. I can say Nesta, Maldini, Materazzi.
John Terry, Company. Kuna so many people.
Baresi. I can say so many niggas.
But definitely not Saliba.
He's better than Pique. I'm going to give him that. He's better than Pique.
Fact.
I don't think.
Pique has just achieved more.
Facts,
but in terms of defending, Van Dijk is better than Pique.
Nah, but.
In terms of defending.
Defending.
As a center back.
As a defender. Van Dijk is
But overall football player, Pique is better.
You guys are forgetting
Pique has so many goals. He has so many goals. You can't discount his goals.
You can't discount.
Pique was one of the first center backs to play as a striker.
The Pique is a good footballer, but I think Van Dijk is better.
As a center back, bro, I'm taking Van Dijk.
I support that.
Van Dijk
is better.
But you said that's Odera.
I don't Van Dijk is better.
So that's what you are saying. Mbona unaleta agenda zako hapa? I'll still continue. Dynamic question is great. Vidic, Ferdinand, Terry, unaona? Ulemse Cavalho. You know, there's a season Chelsea kept fucking Chelsea walifungwa 12 times.
Check us the record.
Chelsea was 12 fucking goals.
One loss.
I swear, Van Dijk
is
the most
record.
Overrated nigga.
Till now.
Kama watu washa ipitia kubebo watu na overratedness. Van Dijk is excelling.
You have to give Van Dijk 18-19 some respect, bro.
Van Dijk
18-19
is one of the most dominant defensive
performers. But Van Dijk was still being patois even that 18-19.
He wasn't once. Not even once.
Watford
was the whole team.
Van Dijk was good.
Van
Dijk was competing with Akina Messi for Ballon d'Or.
18-19. Ilikuwa ile season ya acquired kwa dribble pass.
The nigga was amazing.
Okay. Champions League, Premier League na hizo Euro qualifiers.
Van Dijk was good. Van Dijk.
As in
1819, I remember we beat Liverpool 2-1.
Who?
I bought that jersey.
You have a lot of jerseys.
In 1819, did you have that white jersey?
2-1 was 20. They were done that you won the league.
No, the one you won the league, we didn't beat you.
The one you won the league, the first game could lose, it was Watford, and Arsenal.
The first game you lost was Watford. The one
then Arsenal.
1819 was the Donald Trump Champions League white.
Yeah.
See, you're talking about the previous season, not that Rashid did the...
Yeah, 1819, you finished at 97.
Not that one.
Yeah. But when Van Dijk came into 17, Sindo?
No, imagine he didn't play that season. Every season, Van Dijk has season.
I remember he came in January.
Yeah.
And that the first time he came, wow.
Bro, we've never finished below 90 points. When Van Dijk has played the whole season. even once. 18-19. That's how good the game is.
18-19. Liverpool was the best day, defensive
but
side.
But Kwaleo, I'm giving it to Klopp. Kwaleo, Kwaleo,
Van Dijk, 18-19,
he deserved it. As in, for me, what I've watched as football, as Miss J watch defenders.
He was amazing.
As in, I think Van Dijk is the best vision I've ever watched.
He was amazing.
No, Mimin may watch.
Have you ever watched Vidic?
I didn't watch Vidic.
Have you ever watched Prem Terry? Even okay. Ashley Cole, Ashley Cole played for your team.
No, we were young.
I didn't watch him.
Man.
He played into a four.
No,
he was so young.
He wasn't even.
You didn't watch Ashley Cole, Prince. You didn't watch him.
You didn't watch.
You were 3 years old at that time, Prince.
You didn't get sheets. Don't tell us you got sheets, man.
But the games are there in public, fam.
Highlights.
I don't watch highlights. I watch full games.
Yano. Highlights the full game.
You don't wait. But I can tell you everything that happened for you. Because I went back to YouTube.
Highlights.
Why do you think I can't do that for 1996 Champions League final Juventus versus Bayern versus Dortmund? You think
it ain't the
that?
Same.
I watched a very good game.
It's 1999.
It was 1999. No, Juventus and Dortmund was also 97 also. You get? I'm telling you, you can watch these things. They're there. Yeah.
But fact is, 18-19, Liverpool had the best defensive side in the Premier League.
We are talking about Virgil fucking Van Dijk. Exactly. He defended well. I'm saying this, but I'm saying you guys have been seeing Van Dijk being patoured even when he was in Southampton. Van Dijk only wants to do his
Tell me one defender who has never.
Just one. Who has never patuered?
I'm not saying being dribbled.
You have to get patuered. That's part of defending. Because offensive players are much better. They are much better.
Being patuered.
Nah,
how is this
frequency? That is where I put you.
Listen. This is how amazing it is.
When you compare Van Dijk frequency of being patuered with people like Ramos, even Marquinhos, even Silva, before Silva is patuered once, Van Dijk atakuwa amepata mara 10.
No, that's a lie. Tell me the number of times Van Dijk has been patuered in the Liverpool.
Count the players.
Just gonna come sit here.
Kwang Hee-chan and Rashford.
Varane.
So listen, this is what happens with Van Dijk. Van Dijk is so sexy. Guys are so jealous. Such that every time Van Dijk is patuad.
Very sexy.
Listen. Okay. How does a guy have waves? A shape up, a ponytail.
And it smells nice. They say
all in one cut, bro. All in one cut.
Nah, I didn't have to do that shit.
But listen.
Yeah, that's okay. No.
Had a guy say that, bro, on IG.
Even me as a gay person, I'm telling you, that's gay, fam.
Listen. That's gay, nigga. But see, I had a guy say that, bro. Listen. Nah. A ponytail, just keep a ponytail. Waves. Curve. And a shape up at the same time. Yeah. As in, bro, when you lag with Kwanin, when you lag with Kwanin, kata una waves. Kata una. But ponytail una.
But me, badona defend better.
But so listen, my point is, Van Dijk.
Come, you've played with me. Van Dijk. If I was supposed to.
Is there a better centre back in the PL than
Van
Dijk?
No.
Let's not change the topic.
Me and Van Dijk talk.
But bro, Odera.
Me, I'd even talk for Gabriel. But Gabriel gets patuad also. But Gabriel is also. Me think Gabriel and Van Dijk same school.
No.
Saliba and Van Dijk same school.
That's just disrespect.
No, Saliba. Igis, Odera, bro.
Van Dijk, ni too.
Saliba is the best. Van Dijk is good, man. You know what Van Dijk is for your
school. Gabriel ni kama house captain. No. But same school.
Saliba is the best. You guys are disrespecting.
Saliba is
the
best.
The problem, the good thing with me and saying this is like, you're just going to find me I was right in you.
No.
Saliba is actually top 3 center back in the Premier League.
Come here, saying up. Such controversial things. Let me finish.
Not talk about
on Van Dijk, on Van Dijk, bro. Van Dijk, kila team anapato inakonga CNN. People make sure watu wameona venye Van Dijk amechemwa na Hwang Hee-chan. Unakumbuka venye Van Dijk alichemwa na Hwang Hee-chan?
That's good.
Unakumbuka venye Maguire alichemwa na Zaha?
Hwang Hee-chan.
Maguire anachemwa kila game. The thing is, Van Dijk is so good. Every time anapato, it's put everywhere. He's been changed by Mitrovic.
The guy is good, man. The guy is good.
The person, the person.
Story of Van Dijk tumefunga.
The person with fraud leaders on the defense. Van Dijk is still a fraud, but like 20.
Nah, Van Dijk ain't a fraud. The nigga is good.
Trent is the bigger fraud. Trent can play football.
Yeah, Trent. Trent is a fraud. Trent is a fraud.
I think Trent is more of a system player.
Trent is a defensive. No, no, no. Trent is a defensive fraud.
No, I think
he's an attacking player.
I've never seen Trent do good apart from the club system.
No,
England doesn't do good.
He doesn't even start. He's like third choice right back.
So hard. Trent knows how to cross.
No, we don't.
End of business.
I respect that.
And create chances.
No, I believe he's a system player. Like Salah.
He knows how to cross and shoot.
I also believe Salah is a system player.
Yeah, and pass. That's all. Defensively.
I believe Salah, his numbers are a bit inflated because of the system of Klopp.
Exactly.
I believe it's a little bit inflated. A little bit.
No, but you know, there are players who...
It's good, but it's a little bit inflated.
No. Okay, the thing is, Imambuya system and everything, it's brought the best out of Salah. Siakata. If Salah went to Chelsea, it would have been the same. Because he's going to be a lot wider. This season, this season, Salah has played a lot wider. Hakuna mabao bana.
Bana, hakuna. FPL anatupea to 1 point. 2 points.
9 goals, 0 contribution.
The nigga is bana. Doing
nothing. Yeah, that's too sad.
The guy can't do anything.
Imagine that shit. People can't hear.
That is the exact reason why I don't play FPL. That is Nizi Yoke Tilifanyika Salah.
Salah to be
Niko Shua at that point in time, ningekuwa na Salah captain.
We are here, man. We had him as captain.
Niko Shua. That is the exact reason I don't play FPL, fam.
Yeah, me guys. Me on Trent, bro. On Trent, those guys over exaggerate how bad his defending is.
Trent
has improved. Trent has improved. Hakuna mtu ameona.
I think we should listen to Liverpool.
I don't think Trent is a bad defender.
Like,
I don't
like,
think.
Yeah. Take
I've
out.
Seen his stats. His defensive stats are very good.
They have improved.
They are very, very good. As in, is very. If
I wanted to compare him, his defending to all top.
Is he better than James and Cancelo?
I wanted to compare him.
He's better.
I want to compare his.
Not the
better than who?
Even his numbers. Even his defending.
His numbers are really good.
Even his defense.
His numbers are really good.
See, that we have.
Better than
you have already given to Van Dijk.
Better than James.
No,
and Cancelo.
No, no. Like his numbers for a right back, he's like one of the best.
Yeah, better than
for
Tom
numbers.
Yasu.
Numbers,
sure,
like numbers.
Sure.
He's tackles per game. Interceptions per game. They're really good, but the eye test doesn't prove it. That's the problem.
If
but
you're comparing him with Tom Yasu,
that's the only problem.
You're correct.
That's the only problem.
But the eye test is the only problem.
Kwame.
His numbers doesn't bring the eye test like Ronaldo.
Hey bro, yeah,
Ronaldo,
don't even start Ronaldo.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Ronaldo's also improved, but me, I'm saying Trent, bro. Trent, you may watch Liverpool games. The guy was so much of a burden in which season was this? The first season he played. We played against Kina Neymar Mbappe. The third season of Neymar Mbappe, it was 18-19. The season we won the Champions League. It was so bad that Trent alitolewa 30th minute. Jama hakuwa naona kitu. Mbappe, Neymar, 1-2 hadi kwa post. Until Klopp removed him. Right now, Trent finishes big games. Against guys like Sane, against guys like Vinicius. In the Champions League final, was Trent found out?
Against
Vinicius.
Did you see who was found out?
People.
Did you see who was found out?
But what was Van Dijk doing, really? What was he doing, man?
Defensive aura, bro.
Defensive aura.
Premier League niggas, on a job to Van Dijk, shake a miku yaka yapo. Never to pick a ball up or chin a lap of Van Dijk. I love what Jim Dure, Peter Dure.
Wow!
Interception!
Oh, the greatest
marvelous ever lived. Oh my, fuck you, Van Dijk. bro, man.
But you guys have to give Trent props.
Yeah,
and right now,
my point was, but you know, to diverge, and I was trying to say, Arsenal is not making it to the top four. To make up a point,
you want to make a bet?
I don't want to make
you
a
believe.
Bet.
So you don't believe it?
I don't want to make a bet. Because last time I made a bet.
You don't read me.
I made a bet, but it was because I knew the players, you get? But the players simply didn't do shit. You get? Rashford couldn't score. Sancho could dribble.
But that's not Saka can dribble.
I'm trying to say I can't make bet because there are other factors that are outside my control. But kila mse mwenye ako anaonanga ball na ecological anajua tu vizuri.
Bona.
Anajua vizuri. Anajua vizuri as Chelsea has a better score.
How?
This is a better score.
Man, that's a fact, man. London is blue. London,
I don't do that. Usiyase makitu kama yoko wa podcast.
It's a fact, man.
Ndio maana murashi ya kujangi hapa.
Wow, mbona?
We don't care the color of London.
Fuck London.
What do you mean fuck London?
Chelsea has a better score than Arsenal. Kila mtu anajua. Kwame wewe na Jordan is a white.
On paper.
Tottenham has a better
squad. Mjua kuna difference ya. You guys having a better squad and you guys having a better team.
They have Tottenham have a better squad than Arsenal and a better coach than Arsenal.
Who?
Tottenham have
Conte.
Better coach.
Yeah, Conte is better than Arteta.
Conte is like Tottenham.
We have Super Mick Arteta. We know what we are doing. We know what we are doing.
Liverpool.
No, no, no. If you watch Arsenal's game, yeah, listen, you can see what we are doing. You can see what you're trying to do. You can see.
I'm not even including us
in the it's there on the blueprint. You can see the blueprint of Mikel Arteta in the fucking squad. You can see.
Okay.
You don't even know how Tottenham is playing. You don't even know.
Unachikini ni kwame. I've been in the same situation with you with Manu. And
no, Manu, you guys have never had a blueprint since Ferguson. You've never. We have a blueprint. You have a process. We know what you're doing. We know how to, you know how you're the ball supposed
football
to go.
Can give you fucked up hope.
It was about, it was present in the Manu game. We were so much better than you guys. But you guys are mocking.
Your lack of composure even shows how you believe in your team. You're just here to shout.
I'm not here to shout. I'm just telling you. If you believe, Prince.
I'm not even saying that name.
He was work against us.
I haven't said Lisandro Martinez.
Listen.
This nigga is not even composed about his own fucking
job. So listen what I'm saying.
I'm trying to give him sense. Why don't you want me to finish my entire presentation before you
go.
He's an Arsenal fan, man. Understand.
You
get
go on. I've given you
there's a lot of change that has happened to me as a football fan over the years because of supporting Man U. There was a time I wasn't even telling people I was supporting Man U.
It's okay.
You get
because you're
so goes, and then I realized like there are things I was seeing and everyone else could see them, but because I was a Man U fan, I decided not to see them, even during Ole.
Okay.
I feel like
tell
Ole.
Tell me why.
Kwame, why don't you let me just finish?
That's only what I want to know. I don't want to know you. I don't want to know you.
Tranquilo, tranquilo.
I don't want to know if you got herpes. I don't want to know. We just want to know you on why.
Tranquilo.
So, honestly, there's this keep bouncing form whenever it happens with your team.
I don't think it's bouncing form.
Come, we've been through this, bro. We've been through this. Come on, bro.
I'm saying this, I've seen this, and not only in Arsenal, you don't have too much hope.
Me have hope. I've seen us play. And I've watched 5 games.
Bro, but still don't like Chikwangwa killer time.
You know.
I didn't have a problem with us losing my new game.
I didn't have a problem. Because we don't win at Old Trafford. It's rare.
Yeah.
It never happens. We have won there twice since 2006. Yeah. Twice. And one of them was because I couldn't afford fans.
Imagine that.
Yeah, Aubameyang alifungalia penalty.
Yeah, Wongo.
Fuck you, Pogba. Pogba, kwanza nimesikia Pogba.
Kuna buda, relax.
Pogba anaroga watu. Nimesikia Pogba alimatia Mbappe mara buda bwana. Pogba alichimba kitu Old Trafford. Pogba, wewe Pogba.
Cuz Old Trafford ni Old Trafford. Hata nyinyi mshindangi Old Trafford, hata tunajua. Amshindangi.
Tulinyonga watu 5 bro. But ilikuwa very rare.
Ni rare nyi mshinde Old Trafford. Hata pia nsin rare sana. Hata Man City rare sana mshinde Old Trafford.
Sindio example ndio maana tunakwambia. Usishtuke Sancho akicheza hivyo. No man has been shit.
Ndio maana mimi nilisema I just wanted to see how we lost the game.
Uh-huh.
I watched the game.
Uh-huh.
The manner in which they lost, ilikuwa na more positives than more negatives.
Okay.
That's true.
Do you counters, yeah?
Yeah, counters.
We don't only dominate game which is
Manchester United.
We are the better team.
Uh-huh.
If we would have been more clinical, pombe inaisha.
Pombe imeshaisha sasa tunamaliza podcast.
Mesikia?
Pombe imeisha. But point, siko nimemaliza kusema point yangu. Nilikuwa najaribu kusema
Sancho is better.
Chelsea has a better score than you guys, ndio?
Agenda master.
Tottenham has a better score than you guys.
I don't believe that.
Definitely.
You don't believe Tottenham has a better score.
Okay, come, you know what this guy is saying on paper.
Okay, let me give on paper. I'm just going to say.
But on paper doesn't
No one is ever going to pick even Gabriel Jesus again about 20 left. People everywhere, yeah, every single logical person on earth is still going to pick Harry Kane.
How many teams are better on paper than Brighton?
Huh?
A lot.
How many teams do you believe are a better team than Brighton?
A lot.
Brighton is a better team.
Oh, like are performing better.
No, not performing better on how on they paper. Are how they are as a team.
When you compare Solimash and Trossard,
football is a team sport. It's not about individuals.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sisasi, you know that is very obvious in the performance. You guys are
performing. That's why Manchester Brighton are performing better than Manchester United. Are not a better team.
Brighton are performing better than us.
Chesa, I'm talking about Chesa fam.
Because they're a better team.
They're playing.
Chesa, nigga, someone give me a Chesa.
But they're not.
What the fuck is the Chesa, nigga?
They're not a more talented team.
Okay, come get
what the fuck is the Chesa?
But I believe Arsenal right now as a team.
Outside. So what?
I believe right now.
Come, I get what you're saying about
right
Arsenal.
Now as a team, we are much better. The system, every player fits in the system.
That's so true.
Come,
players fit right in the system. It makes so much sense.
True.
Gabriel Jesus is the right striker for us.
Facts.
Come, I get what
Zinchenko is the best left back I've ever seen.
Nah,
ever
man,
play
come
Arsenal.
On.
since I had over.
These niggas are talking over
no,
Zinchenko.
No, it's true.
Man.
It's
imagine
true.
That
Zinchenko
shit.
Is so good. If you watch Zinchenko. Zinchenko
he's
is so good.
Good. He's just
no,
good.
He's excellent.
That's all.
On the ball.
Man, we as in Cucurella.
I didn't know.
You know, they know this shit.
So listen, I didn't know how Man City were so good until they gave us their squad players. If their squad players can do that to our team, it means Man City are so good.
Man City are true. Okay, come, I get what you're saying about a team. Like, when you're saying Arsenal works better together than a team like, let's
Liverpool.
Say, Manu last season.
You see how
like, Manu, then Manu last season.
You watched our game. Yeah. How did Manu play against us?
Counter.
Not
yeah,
even
true.
Counter.
Facts.
Fast break.
Yeah.
That fast break won't work against every team.
It's true.
But me, I believe the way we are playing will work against most teams.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Okay, on that point, I saw what...
The Premier League, it won't work.
Chill. Oh, on that point of Okwame, bro, I saw Arsenal versus Manu, bro. Man are building out from the back better than every other team in the Prem except Man City. That's what I saw. And you know, that's what I was saying. I was like, oh my God. Shit. Man, bro, what will you do?
Even the goal we scored was just built out from the back.
Okay, even you. But these guys are so good at it, bro. And then you can see they have a game plan there and it's working.
What I'm trying to tell you is...
Attacking-wise and defensive-wise.
What I'm trying to tell you is Arsenal has definitely improved. Definitely.
From last season.
This is the best Arteta team we've ever seen.
So why are you saying they're not finishing top four?
See, listen. Arsenal has definitely improved. Fucking, the coach... I'm going to give a lot of points to the coaching. Definitely improved. But they're still the same niggas.
I don't believe that.
Bro, there's nowhere. Gabriel Jesus is going to be better than Harry Kane. You know it.
Facts.
Even Ronaldo
Factos.
With his zero goals right now, Gabriel Jesus is not better than him. So that's
oh,
what I'm trying to tell
Prince.
You. Shut up. So let me finish.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh
on
my God.
Pepper,
okay, that's
on
Pepper.
Okay,
that's Pepper. Yeah, no, Prince, I don't enjoy you. That doesn't even make sense.
ZZZ,
no, Ronaldo is a better player than him.
It ain't fact.
That's not a better footballer than Gabriel Jesus, you know that.
Huh? Okay, you actually think. No, Kwame. In your right mind. In your right mind.
I've watched Gabriel Jesus play football.
I didn't mean I've watched Ronaldo and I hate Ronaldo to death.
There's nothing. Ronaldo can do what Gabriel Jesus can do.
But
Z,
Kwame
actually
thinks. Gabriel Jesus can do what Ronaldo can do.
Nigga actually thinks that
Gabriel
Jesus can be better than. Man, come on.
No, that is Prem Ronaldo. That's a different type of Ronaldo. Ronaldo. Right now,
Kwame, you need to listen to Odera. Is trying to say, despite how Jesus performs, Kane is still
be
a better player
than Gabriel Jesus.
Son
is still better than Martinelli.
Okay.
Højbjerg is still better than your midfielders.
No, Højbjerg's not better than Partey.
Walai, people,
man,
that's the most
on.
Underrated midfielder
come
in the
on,
Premier
League. Come on, man.
Unona?
No.
Unona? Walai?
But
Chuski.
Odera.
No,
I'm telling you, Mambo. Even Fabinho is still better than Xhaka in his crazy form.
Hey, Fabinho is a world-class fucking midfielder.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
No,
if you compare players,
really good.
Zizi, this is what I'm trying to tell you. If you compare I've taken other four teams. I've not even taken Manu. Because I don't want this shit to be controversial. I don't want to make this thing about me. I've said I can mention four teams that are better than Arsenal. One, Manchester City,
Chelsea.
Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur.
Why?
Okay.
And I've told you on paper, the squads are better.
Based on what?
Based on the players.
Okay.
Arsenal are performing really good.
You're performing really good. You have performed really good before.
Ama this
which before
it's happened.
Huh?
You've never performed this good.
You've never been ever.
The question is, the question is,
the last season also you are beating people. You there were times you are going for runs, and whenever you met a half decent team, whenever you met a half decent,
last season like I said, even like, based on injuries, we lost the top four with 1 point based on injuries. That's a fact.
Comment. You guys lost the top.
We lost our one of the.
In terms of performances, players, even West Ham were better than you last year.
We lost one of our two best players.
So, see, you guys, how can
West Ham be better than us and we finished more than 15 points above them?
Reno, it's a question.
In terms of performance.
15 points
above them. See, that's something I tell you on paper. David Moyes, David Moyes is not supposed to be achieving that shit with Kinarai.
Performance is based on points. It ain't based on performance.
It's something fucked up crazy.
What do you have to say? How can you prove West Ham are performing better than us? How do you have to prove?
Because West Ham is a mid-table team.
Odera, bro, that's agenda, bro. Listen. they are performing better than expected.
Than expected, you get. Oh. You know, but Arsenal are not performing better than expected. They are not even expected to perform this well. Even that's why Arsenal fans are so shocked. No.
They do not. Because,
they are very good. And I feel like all players when you're on Chizangako Premier League are good players. I just think the coaching has also been so good. But it's still, in that sense, it's still not figuring Kina Conte and Kina Klopp and Kina Pep.
Conte, for fuck's sake.
Conte, Kwame, tufunge tu podcast.
Okay, guys,
tufunge podcast, walai.
Odera, you know what this guy has been saying, eh? I don't know, but this guy has been saying they're performing very well as a team.
So give me my bombe apology with the
match. And he believes.
I think he got chased already.
And he believes that. Okay, what was I say? And Kwame is saying that, and he believes that they can keep it up for a season better than other guys. So that's the question. Will these guys keep up?
That's what I'm telling. Keep that's performing. What I'm telling you. On you guys,
will you keep
might.
On performing?
I'm not saying.
Why am I saying?
I'm not saying this as a totality. Ati Arsenal is not going to finish in the top four. I am just saying. If you're a betting man, if you're a sensible person, if you watch trends, based on player capability, other squads are more stacked. Based on player capability.
Okay, so.
Based on player capability.
I respect your opinion. My opinion is,
I'm just saying, other teams are better. My findings cannot be wrong.
My findings cannot be wrong
because Zico based on fucking presumptions.
It's your opinion.
Based on facts, uki compare Skodia
fact,
Tottenham na coach wa Tottenham. Well, umse already amesha sema Skodia iko better than Tottenham's contest Tottenham.
Kwame is trying to say he believes that the team will perform better. Listen, you know we've been here when you just chucked Kasi. I understood that Kwame was trying to say he believes that Arsenal will perform better than Tottenham this season. That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
because of what we have done.
Arsenal can even. Kwame is not getting me. Arsenal can even win the league if they continue on the form they are. You get? Mm-hmm. It's not far fetched. Leicester won the league. Who's going to say Leicester's going to win the league? You get? Arsenal can do whatever the fuck they want. But, ungechukua yo Leicester team, yenye ilishinda ligi, na yo season Leicester ilishinda ligi, it's Juman City ilimaiza number 4. Na yo City team ilimaiza number 4. And you ask people, which is the better team? Nani ngechukua Leicester?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Your team is very good. It's performing well. It's being coached right. It's doing the right things. That's a nice thing. But based on what we have seen, based on what other players have been doing all their fucking lives in their careers, Kina Perisic and Kina all those niggas, they have shown that they are better than the Arsenal players.
You know what I want to say by
this? You think what has Perisic shown is better than Zinchenko?
Come, so listen.
Fucking World Cup final.
Zinchenko
has fucking 4 Premier Leagues. What are you telling me, man?
Yuck. Well,
what are you telling me?
Check it. Okay. Let's funga this thing. Let's finish
on that thing.
Producer, funga. Listen. Kata, I podcast imeisha. Mtu anasema ati Zincheko ameshinda Paris.
Sindio.
Maliza
yu. Una fact.
Zima yu podcast. Zima imeisha hapa. Zima podcast.
Una fact.
Come.
Umemaliza.
Odera.
Sina wana ongea tila mdomo yaki.
Producer.
Una fact. Give me the same thing ulikuwa nasema. Ana mina kubali kutukua nasema kuzo Albert.
Producer, Zima. Zima
episode. Umana Paris tumja wana fanya.
Okay.
So
Me, I don't even want to waste my time on Zinchenko. That thing is very useless.
No, Zizi, let me ask you right now, Kwame. Yano, I know you think. Kwame doesn't think because right now it's fucked up.
I'll take Perisic. I just don't care.
I'm a World Cup final. I'm a World Cup final.
So you think Zinchenko is a better
expect opinion kai yo ametume to World Cup final what is going to go final
I didn't even have to say more
kwa World Cup final
I didn't even have to say more that's what I'm trying to say
let's
what fucking Perisic what fucking Ivan Perisic
final prince
ni Ivan Perisic
ukitumia point kai yo sasa respect opinion yako
ni Ivan Perisic ni World Cup final na Croatia
Modric alipewa
Ballon d'Or based on that
guys, achana nayo. Kwame, why do you think you guys will be consistent? Why do you think you guys will continue performing like this? And you haven't done it before.
Not because I've done before. Uh-huh. It's because we know, you can clearly see we know what you're doing every game.
Uh-huh.
We know what you're going to do every fucking game.
Uh-huh.
For Manchester United, they don't know what you're going to do. They don't know what you're going to do every fucking game. They're just basing on every game they'll get a fast break.
Uh-huh.
As you know what we're going to do. As you know we're going to pass the ball to this guy. This guy's going to do this. There's going to be a space here. Then this guy's going to pass here. Manager don't know that.
Okay. Me what I want to say on that point.
We have a blueprint. We have a blueprint of how we're going to play every game. Uh-huh. You can see it in every fucking game. This is how we're going to play. This is how we're going to do it.
Uh-huh.
We have a blueprint.
We have a blueprint of every fucking where you're going to play. You can even see it.
But that blueprint didn't work against Man United.
I accept it. It didn't work because it doesn't even fucking work. That's why you can't say Man City doesn't have a blueprint. That's what they do every fucking time. But if it misses, Klopp doesn't win every game.
Yeah, true. So are you guys good enough to do that against most teams?
I believe we can dominate most teams in the Premier League.
Come on, this way.
I believe there's only two teams you can dominate in the Premier League.
Man City and Liverpool.
Man City and Liverpool.
Yeah. Me, this is what I believe about you guys.
But I believe right now we can be more competitive against Man City and Liverpool.
Mm-hmm. True.
I don't believe you're better than them, but I believe we can be more competitive.
When is City Arsenal?
We'll see. Odera.
City Arsenal is this coming weekend, Nama? I think it's close though.
Yeah, it's like next month.
City Arsenal.
Liverpool, Arsenal is close.
If Man City funga them less than four,
mm-hmm.
and mark this for me, City is ikipiga Arsenal chini ya nne.
No pia kwa mimi.
Sijui nitakupatia nini but.
Tuseme sema. Adek generalities.
Quote the number.
I give you my car for a week.
Where any fraud?
I give you my car for a week.
Now umekuwa allegations of fraud.
What do you want?
Umekuwa allegations of fraud.
If City score less than 4 against
you. No, I mean, just want respect.
I'll give you.
I want respect.
Now you have to ask for more than that, man.
I just want respect.
Yeah, so bro, fuck it, 6 man.
Because bro,
okay,
you,
me guys.
I know you watched my new game. Mm.
Uh-huh.
The game wasn't close.
So this is what I want to say. This is why you guys won't be as consistent, bro. You guys have Europa, bro. And your squad is thin. Bro, you guys...
Do you know our squad?
Jesus gets injured. Is Nketa going to be as good as Jesus?
Yeah, Nketa is really good.
He won't.
Are you sure?
Let him defend.
Kisho kuna game ya Arsenal na Zurich.
We watch.
7:40 PM.
You'll win.
7:40 PM.
You'll win.
I need to watch.
How
watch
good?
Game. This is. I need to watch na watch in Ketia.
Famous league man.
Okay.
On that point.
Please, let me finish.
Uh-huh. Our squad is not thin. We have a replacement for every.
If Odegaard gets injured. Odegaard gets injured.
Fabio Vieira is really good.
Smith-Rowe.
Really?
Do this, just do me this favor. He will play tomorrow against Zurich.
Let me shoot you a picture. Okay. Thank you. Let me ask him something before you continue. You must say my Odegaard gets injured, you put Fabio Vieira. For Tottenham, attacking midfield.
Awana. It's two, three strikers.
They play Harry Kane.
Okay, let's take this example. If Son gets injured, it's Richarlison.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Richardson gets injured, it's like Lucas Moura.
Yeah.
You know the difference.
Your squad.
Odegaard gets injured, it's Fabio Vieira. Who the fuck is that guy?
Bro, I don't know who Fabio Vieira is. Kwame, and another thing
is... He played very good passes against us. But you're going to see that. You're going to see that Fabio Vieira is a good player.
That's the same way
I see James Garner is a good player.
It's the same way. This ain't under 23, man.
This is not about your club.
You've never watched
this
Fabio
is about
Vieira.
Football.
You're talking like you're...
Have you watched James Garner?
Huh?
Have you watched James Garner?
I know, yes. he's not done that.
Haja watch Adita Hitchong.
I'm trying to tell you, you're gonna see it. It's very normal.
No,
I'm not blaming you, but I want you to wake up to the reality.
Fabio Vieira,
for fuck's sake, there's no way. There's no one who's gonna
stop you. Come.
Fabio Vieira had 15 starts last season. He had 14 assists in Porto.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Finish.
You can't tell me that's out of the blue.
Okay, but come here. We want to see about that. Listen, wait, chill, bro.
Bro was playing the same fucking league.
You use that thing for Sancho. Fucking producer, funga this episode.
But Sancho has been playing, but has not done nothing.
Check it. We don't have all day. Cut. Check it. Listen, everyone. Check it. These are the last 2 minutes of this episode. So I'm gonna give everyone a chance to talk. Start, okay. Kevo.
By the way, no.
Okay,
we have
for
one
me,
more topic to talk about.
Which sucking Tuchel was so bad.
About the other leagues.
Yeah, okay. I don't get it. Like, why was Tuchel sucked? No. I don't.
See, that's how Chelsea moves. Mwano na hati ni kama huko anajua. Simo na Chelsea na movingi. Kwa ni this the first time Chelsea starting a coach.
We have a different owner, We have a different owner. You know, I expect things to be different.
No.
You guess.
Don't tell us. Same owner, but not different.
It's the same Chelsea. It's still being done by the same people.
This is the facts. You get.
Me, I feel Tuchel wasn't supposed to be sacked, lie.
He wasn't supposed to.
I didn't even know Tuchel was sacked until I came here, until I was in the car.
The guy was good.
Tuchel was a good coach and shit like that.
What I know for a fact is...
That's a very Chelsea thing to happen.
I know.
Someone should not even complain about it.
I'm not even
complaining
about
it. It's a very Chelsea thing to happen. Firing coaches, it's like Chelsea playbook, fam. Chelsea 101.
It was disappointing, but I expected it.
Chelsea sucking coaches.
I'm okay with it.
Chelsea sack Mourinho. Who the fuck is Tuchel, bro? Chelsea sack Mourinho twice.
How does leave us at fifth and stays?
Because Arsenal don't do that shit. That's how clubs are run. Arsenal don't do that shit.
And that's why Arsenal don't have a UEFA Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Clubs are going to be run by Tabahite's run. Aya, Kwame, this is your turn. Cry. This is like your final whatever. Say something.
Okay, me, as in personally, all your opinions, I've not been listening to them.
Thank you very well. You said opinion.
They are very important. Thank you, very
opinion.
Important.
That's your opinion.
It doesn't have to necessarily be lied, but that's how I see things.
Yeah, it's okay.
You don't have to see things the same way.
It's okay. That's how the world is. But it's thing, my time, Prince.
But
please,
one thing, you
shut the fuck up.
See me,
I'm
not pay time.
Shut the fuck up.
But one thing, you're gonna have opinions, but you have to ask yourself,
shut the fuck up.
What did I do to make them niggas so mad? Why the fuck does these people don't have the same opinion as me? You need to ask yourself that question even if you're having opinions. You get, there's this thing about opinions. You don't have to necessarily be right. But when you realize like you're in a place. Let's do a quick poll. And I want to see you. I want to tell you how it's biased. Towards the pilot. Dougie. She's a producer. Yo, Sancho or Masaka? Aya, checking my nigga. Sancho Masaka. You only statistics.
Sancho.
Purely statistics.
With no facts. Only opinion.
Purely statistics.
Opinion.
So that is where I'm going to edit.
That's why we una lialia hapa Raila akuwa president. Na 17 fucking million people wamesema Raila ni president. Inamaanisha opinion yao ni better than yao as disciple to evil prince.
Hapana.
Inamaanisha hivyo.
Exactly.
I manishi the right person.
Hapana?
Exactly the same fucking thing.
Siko tumesema Raila alishindwa. Raila alishindwa.
Mbona aliyalia hapo unasema Raila anafaa kuwa president? Exactly.
Bona.
It's not the same thing.
Ningeulizwa between Ruto and Raila, who is a better politician? I'd take Ruto any day.
It's a fact.
But Raila is a better leader. If I'm asked who's a better leader than between Ruto and Raila, I'm taking Raila. If I'm asked who's a better politician, and the thing for election was it's politics. It's a fucking game. Ruto played his cards right. Fucking brilliant man. Did whatever the fuck he needed to do, and he's the fucking president of Kenya.
Maybe.
I believe Raila Odinga is still
maybe. Sancho did the same thing. He played you people in the leader. You guys,
I want to say this.
And then also, you know, to me, Lengayo Liverpool downfall deliberately.
But don't, just
next
know.
Next time, next time.
Just know. It's,
just know. Just know. Just know. Just we are on your case.
We are on your case.
Let me say.
After Tuchel, Niklop and Ayanda.
Hakuna. Hakuna.
Seventh season.
Energy stuff. Seventh season. Gas. Klopp and Jamal have more than seven seasons for any team.
Ni syndrome. Si gas. Kwa difference ni syndrome na gas. Syndrome ni lazima ifanyike. Gas ni...
Kwame, when's the last time you lifted a PL? When's the last time you lifted a PL?
Tafakari hayo.
You don't ask about that.
My guys.
It's still Arsenal and the still, man. You're still bigger than both your clubs. Arsenal is still bigger than Chelsea and Manchester.
No.
You get?
No.
So, you guys, my time.
That's reality. Yeah, I know your time.
My time. You guys, me want to say that I'm in love with Neymar. You guys should start watching PSG games. I don't care if they're winning. I don't care if they're winning every game. Bro.
This is just... fucking awesome.
At number 8.
So you guys, we have to tell you guys
to go and watch quality. Msishinda hapa mkikufa na watu kama...
Lakini mwone Syria wa live.
Maguire.
Syria is fucking fun as fuck. I love Syria. Syria is attack
do
all
think,
the time.
Do you think Syria is better than Premier League? It's not a competition.
No.
Competition is not even a question, bro. The question is...
The leagues... The
quality
league,
of football.
The league that is going to be heavily funded is always going to be... like Premier. That's how money has that's gotten so much fact. Into football. Syria was the best league in the world.
I don't remember the last time more than 3 teams contended for a title. Premier League.
But Premier League is still the best league in the world.
Apparently.
No, I think it's just the most watched.
It's the most watched.
Yeah, that means
it's the best. No,
that's still the best league in the world.
That means it's the best.
Why do you want to see it if you know the best?
Kwame, the reason. The reason?
You know why?
There's a bias.
You know why you see? Because me these days, then now everything is on.
There's something like a bias. You can't deny there's
everything is
on
super sports. So I have a choice towards Syria. I'm a La Liga. I'm a Premier League. I'm a Scottish League. You get? I have a choice. I watched the Old Firm derby this weekend because I had a choice. At the same time, the Old Firm was being played. Chelsea was playing with West Ham. You get, it was a fucking game. Because you get, that's how. So, still, that's what's going to make it different.
Odero also, another
Barca
thing.
Playing Villarreal is, and Man City playing, and Manu playing Brentford is still going to get more numbers.
True.
I tell you why.
Manu playing Brentford is because...
No, it's because it's Manu and it's the Premier League.
No.
No.
That's
yeah,
all.
It's because
Barca is bigger than Manu. More people just want to see Manu lose.
Okay, you know,
no one is serious in Barca.
Here's the truth.
Because Barca has won everything.
You guys, here's our observation I made. Yeah? This thing, football, it's just better with friends. It will sound funny, but the fact that Odere is a Manu fan, Kwame is an Arsenal fan, and Nivek is a Chelsea fan, and me, I'm a Liverpool fan, and they're competing in the same league. It makes it more interesting. I just swear that if all of us to choose Serie A teams and to follow up on it and become interested and invested in it, it'll become more exciting for us. Because I'm telling you, Serie A is not boring.
I've watched the games.
Wow. Why are you not saying that I'm the one who told you to watch Serie A?
I still have evidence
on my cloud.
Kwame, I watched PSG Monaco over... The game was so good, bro.
Ligue 1 games are really good. They're really good.
The guy say Ligue 1 is a farmer's league. There's a guy called Fofana, who is a very good CDM. He's 10 times better than... He's better than Maguire and... Who's the guy? McTominay. He's better than McTominay.
McTominay right now?
Okay, before.
Don't.
I'm just giving you an example. I see a call.
McTominay?
Seko Fofana can compete for minutes with... like top midfielders.
I'm saying there's quality in the Liga.
The only thing is that...
Even that nigga went to Aston Villa.
The marketing.
Marketing and Bubakar other things Kamara. Like... Bubakar. A lot of guys are more invested in the Premier League already. Yeah, and for that to change, it's going to be very hard.
It's very hard. It's
very hard.
And you all have to... But in terms of football quality, like now being... I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible. In terms of football quality, I'd say Serie A, Premier League,
La Liga is also sexy because of Barcelona.
La Liga also has good football quality.
I believe Spaniards are more tactical. I believe an average La Liga player is better than an average Premier League player.
No.
Walai.
No, it's
better.
You can use that example
Syria
for now.
Syria is better than La Liga.
It's so much better.
Yeah,
Syria plays sexier football.
But Syria, but La Liga players are better than Syria players.
Man,
technically.
Like boot better footballer. We'll just use the better footballer.
Guys, but
the more attractive.
If you want to watch attractive football, go watch Syria.
I'd pick Pellegrini for Torino than
Pellegrini. Who's the first?
Who's that? Pellegrini for Torino.
He plays for Torino.
No, no, no.
I know Pellegrini. I don't know Pellegrini. Who's Pellegrini?
No. Oh, Pellegrini.
Kofrodo.
Okay.
Kofrodo. Nivek. Nivek. Kofrodo. Kofrodo.
This has been amazing, manze. Thank you guys for having us in the new fucking fantastic studio.
What a studio.
What a studio, manze. Tunaweza vuta bangi hapa ndani?
Wallahi, man.
Na sigara?
Msikwe your
best. No drugs. Don't do drugs, kids.
Do drugs, don't kids. Do,
msikwe kama mimi. Manze, but mimi napenda the new studio, manze.
It's so nice, man. I feel like the real, now a real podcaster. You guys do drugs. For the first time, I feel like a new podcaster, man.
So anyway, manze, thanks for joining us. And thank manze, the support, manze. Kwanza nime check the numbers for our farm. We've reached like 3 G's a month. We're doing 3 G's a month, farm.
3 G's what? Listens,
man.
Oh, that's nice.
Fuck. We're doing 3 G's.
3 G's listens.
Spotify, I'm a... We're all round.
All round.
Awesome. 10K before this month.
Well, I were doing 3Gs, Maze, and Atami is going to expect.
And we are not even working.
I never expect. We don't do shit for this podcast.
Okay, we are sorry, don't do shit, but.
But you're going to try and do shit. But thanks, Maze. Bro, if you sit down and listen to me for even more than 10 minutes, I love you. I love you so much. Because if I don't know you, because I feel like my friends know why they are going to listen to me, but the other niggas don't know. So, Maze, if doing. Because I showed you the numbers on Instagram. Yeah, you did, to me.
Amazing.
Well, we're doing very good numbers and I'm proud of us. I'm proud of shit we've created because Mazemina comment will go to West. Kikunyo atkasema, ah! Mazemina has a podcast! Mazemina, it's been 3 years, ama. It's been 2020, early 2020. It's been two years. It's been 2 years, Mazemina. And the numbers are great. And Mazemina, thanks for the support and bless you, fam. And yeah, congratulations, Ruto and your niggas. Mazemina, I hope you don't fuck us up as Uru did. Ama, if you're gonna fuck us up, just do it a little bit because fucking up is common. Yeah, shit happens. And yeah, glory, glory, Man United. I think we're done, Maze. Niggas, sign off. No sign off.
You guys, till later, man. I'm tired.
Damn. Sign
you're
off.
Nivek here, you guys, you know. Have fun, man.
Come
hey, you know what's up, my boys?
What's up, my boys?
You know me, it's me.
Start again. Go. Where the fuck is the camera? Fuck. Oh, to a gong road while in the
beer. Jesus, man. That's good.
Nah. Talk to the camera.
What's up, my boy? Yeah. You know, it's me, Komiji. The unreaded Komiji. You guys.
Fine. On your shout to me.
Just saying, you're enough for your maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
That's it. The other week. Next week, I have one. Anyway, yeah, it's me. Mini sign off. So, Maze, it's been amazing having you again. Thanks for the support. And as I pray that you niggas, pray that God blesses you and your families. See, why the fuck am I saying that shit? That's not me.
Also remember Arsenal fans.
Thanks for joining us. This has been the Fraudcast. My name is Albizi. Fuck you. If you voted
for Ruto. Well, fuck you 2x2, man.
Fuck you, Chebukati. I've not moved on. I was lying. Anyway, see you, Mazen. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Peace.